So when you get finished doing the avodas of the chatas achitzoin, when you come down the plank, the first side you meet when you're coming down, that's the side to make the shirayim. And we know where was the kevish, where was the plank? It was on the darim side of the mizbeach. So Melu, when he comes down the plank, the kevish, he's coming down the south side of the mizbeach. So as soon as he comes down to the yisoid, to the floor of the mizbeach, he puts it right there. That's the limud. Just like when you come out of the mizbeach apnim, the first side you meet on the mizbeach achitzon, you put the shirayim. Hawadim, when you're already doing the avoid on the mizbeach achitzon, but there you had to walk up the kevish and go around the four corners, because the avoidus of the chatis is lamala on the keren, so you had to walk around the top of the mizbeach to reach all four corners of the mizbeach. Then with the shirayim, you walk down the plank, which is on the south side. So as soon as you come to the floor, the south side, that's the side you meet first, that's the floor you put the shirayim over there. Is after you redos him in a kevesh, the somachloi. The yezeh, which side is that? Ze yisoid rami. That's the yisoid on the south side. Baratanya, Rabbi Yishmoy Leimer. Ze vezed yisoid marovi. He argues and says, no, he argues in our Mishnah. And he says, even by a regular chatis that was done on the outside mizbeach, the shirayim, leftover blood, is also put on the marov side of the outside mizbeach. Rabbi Shimon ben Yechoy Yoymer, ze vezed yisoid rami. He also argues in our Mishnah, and he knows even the dam that comes out from the chat from the mizbeach apnim, when you come out to the azara, also you have to put it on the south side, on your side droimi. So Mar says, Bishleim Rabbi Shmuel, Bishleim, I can understand Rabbi Shmuel Shita, Kesavar Yilmat Sosim Mefarish. I can understand. The Torah says clearly, by the chatis apnim, when you come outside, you have to put it al yisoid, Eitzel Oyomoyit. So the side near the Yoyomoyed is the west side, is the Marav side. So here the Torah says clearly, by the Chates HaPnim, you have to put it on the Marav side. By the Chates HaChitzon, the Torah doesn't say clearly. So the Svara I learn out from the outside Chates, from the inside Chates. So both should mean the Marav side. Eli Rabbi Shimon ben Yechoy, my timer. What's the Shimon ben Yechoy Svara? Like the Chura, how could he say both go to the Droimi, the south side? The Torah says clearly, by a Chates HaPnim, that you have to put it on the side facing the Oyomoyed, which is the Marav side. So Rav Ash is like this, Kisova Pischa B'Dorim Koi. He holds the Pesach was tack on the Durim side. In other words, he holds the whole Mizbeach HaChitzoin was on the Tzfoina, on Tzofen side of the Azorah. So the Maisa, when you come out of the Pesach Oyomoyed, it's facing the south side of the Mizbeach HaChitzoin. Because the whole Mizbeach was on the north side of the Azorah. So Mamish, all the way to the north. So Mela, when you open up the door, facing the Heichel coming out, you meet the other end of the Mizbeach, which is on the Durim, the south side of the Mizbeach. So the south side of the Mizbeach also meets the Pesach Oyomoyed. Moses Ton of the Rabbi Shmuel. Bidavei Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, zeh v'zeh yisoy droimis, that tonadavei Rabbi Shmuel, bidavei Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, that zeh v'zeh yisoy droimis. In other words, this says that Rabbi Shmuel was masking to Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. According to this Tana, he was choizer, and Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Rabbi Shmuel also holds like Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, that you have to go on the Durim side. So Gemara says, v'simnecho, the simon is, moshchul gavra l'gavra. One gavra pushed the other gavra to be maskim to him. Like Rashi says, Talmidei Rabbi Shimon, moshchus Rabbi Shmuel, loimikadivrayim. The Talmidei of Rabbi Shimon pushed Rabbi Shmuel to be maskim to his shita. To hold what? That you put it on the Durim side. Both of them was put on the Durim side. Because they hold the whole Mizbeach was on the softened side of the Azorim. Therefore, the Pesach HaYimoyed was takim b'droimi on the south side. Then the Mishnah says, Elu v'yelu misarvin bi'ama v'yotzen. Both bloods got mixed up. The Elu v'yarvu, whether the leftover dam that you put of the Mizbeach HaPnim, that you put on the outside Mizbeach the Yisoid Marovi, or else the regular dam achatis, hachitzoin, that you put on the Yisoid Roimi, our Mishnah says, both those two dams, after you put it on the Yisoid, they both ran off the Yisoid and went into the Amma, to the stream of water that was going through the Azara, and it took the blood out to Nachal Kidron. And then the Mishnah says, what do they do with this blood? The Mishnah says, they used to sell it to the farmers. The Mishnah says, last part of the Mishnah, for the Imkarim Laganimim, they used to sell it to the farmers, Lizevel, to use it for, to Zevel for fertilizer. Umayilim Behen, and there was Nissa Miller on this dam also. So Gemara Dashins, that Tana Rabbonin, Moyalim Bedomin, Divrei Rabbi Meir. there is a Mila on the Domim. If you're Nena from the Domim, there's Mila, like our Mishnah says. That's what the Meir and Rabbi Shimon both hold, like it says in our Mishnah, that if you're not pointed the blood, if you don't buy the blood for money, the blood now, this leftover blood, still has Kedusha on it, and you have enjoyment from the blood, you're over the Issa Mila. That's the way. What? Is the Mila, you mean? They buy it first. That's the Rashi of the Mishnah. They have to buy it. No. We'll soon see. There's only the Rabbanon de Kalachim, but the Rashi said it has no Kedusha anymore. It's only with the Rabbanon. It's only Kozman, you don't buy it. Once you buy it, or you pay money for it, you're like, poyder it, all the Kedusha goes off it, then you're allowed to use it. We'll soon see. So our Mishnah says, though, with the Rabbanon, though, before you buy, you pay for the money, before you poyder it, there is an Issa Mila. And that's what also, that Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon holds like that. The Chachomim and the Chachomim say no, ain't Moilim behem. There's no Issa Mila on the blood. Even before you pay money, you poyder the blood, there's no Issa Mila. If you have enjoyment from the blood, you're not over the Issa Mila. The Gemara sounds like this. Ad kan leplig yelam the rabbonin. According to both of them, it's only a machlekes and an issa the rabbonin. If zvagrash yelam the rabbonin, man diyam a moilim, the Tanakama, or at the Aul Mishnah that says it's an issa milo, it's only mid the rabbonin kummer. That means leshalim keren. If you're over the issa milo, you have to pay back the money. Abba mid the rice, a lohis of chaimish loy. But mid the rice, if you have enjoyment for the blood, to say that midiraisa, when you're over the Issa Mila, you have to pay back not only the kerem and the actual value of it, but you have to add another fifth that you don't have by the blood. Everybody holds like that. Has only midirabonim. Avu midiraisa, the Gemara says, ain merlam hen. Pshita, there's no Issa Mila on this blood. Once they made this rikus of the dam, there's no more Issa Mila on the blood. Even if you have some enjoyment from it, you're not over an Issa Mila midiraisa. So Tosis brings the raya from the top, like you were saying. So top Tosis says, because if there would have been an Issa Mila midiraisa, lo yotza midi mila, hechnim karon laganon lezevel. If there be an Issa midiraisa, you can't be poydrit, like what happened with Kedusha Saguf, you couldn't sell it. So merely even by selling it, the blood should still have an Issa Mila on it. So how does the Mishnah say you're allowed to sell it? Elamai pshita midiraisa, there's no Issa Mila involved. It's only the midirabon and put an Issa Mila, the kachila not to have enjoyment from it. But when you pay money for it, then the rabbanon said it's mutter. So Gemara says, now, why is it like that? Why do Agrash says the ain mila bedomim? Why isn't there an issa mila on the blood? The blood came from the animal. The animal had a kedushas aguf on it. It was hegdish. If you have enjoyment from the animal, you're over the issa mila. So the blood that comes out of the animal, there should also be an issa mila on the blood midiraisam. So why does our Mishnah say you're allowed to sell it to the farmers? Either should be an issa mila. So Marian says a few truths. Omar ula, Omar kro. The pasuk says lochem. The blood, Rashi says, lochem, v'ani nosatev lochem. I'm giving it to you, the blood. So we dash in shalachem yehei. Divrei Rebbe Shimon. This is what Rebbe Shimon says. That's where he dash in the posse. The new posse that says by dam, lochem, that dam does not have an issa mila. The dam, even dam of a korban, has a loch of lochem and belongs to you like. There's no issa mila midiraisa. Lochem yehei. Now, the very Rabbi Shimon Tano, at the very Rabbi Shimon we learned, the pasuk says lechaper, that the blood is giving for a kapara, for forgiveness. So we dash in lekapara nesativ v'lo lemilo. The Torah gave the use of blood by kabonis to use the blood for a kapara that forgives you. The zrikas adam is the gemar kapara, but not lemila. Again, there's a mita kro. There's no issa mila on the blood of a carbon. Rabbi Yechon, says another posik. Omar kro. The posik says who lifnei kapara kliyacha kapara. That the blood. Rashi says who ki hadam who benefesh yichaper. The posik ki hadam who. What does who mean? Ki aviyosan lifnei kapara kliyacha kapara. That the same way the blood has a din after kapara, after you use the blood, it is no more mila. Who are din before you use the blood for kapara, there's also no mila. So the Mara will soon see why. The Mara says, mal yacha kapara. Just like after, like you did nasa mitzvosan, after you did this rika sadam already, and by mila, then pshit, there's no marista mila anymore, because it's already called nasa mitzvosan, is afluf ne kapara. Even before you put the dam on the mizbeach, before you make this rikam, that's the spostik of who, ain by mila. That dam always has one din to it. And just like at the end, there's no mila to it, who are then at the beginning, before you use it, before you make this rikam on the mizbeach,
Also, there's no Mr. Miller on it. For the Gemara, why don't we say the opposite way? Let's say the opposite. The Yema, let's say like this. Liyacha kapara klefnei kapara. That after you made the zrik, after you have a kapara, has the same malach like before kapara. And in Svar it should be that malefnei kapara, just like after the shechita, you have the dam that came out of the korban before you made a zrika with it, before it's nasim mitzvosim. Avad in Svar that blood should have an istamila, because it's dam from a korban. Is the yesh by mila, there should be in Svar, it should have an istamila, maybe after yacha kapara, even after you make a zrika, even after you use the dam, maybe also yesh by mila. So I can't let's say the Svar. True, the Pesach says who? The dam always has one halacha, it doesn't change. But maybe just like before the Zerika, it has an Istamila to it. Maybe who are then after the Zerika, also it has an Istamila to it. Why do you say the opposite way? So Gemara says no. Ein lecho dovar shenasetz mitzvosoi umoylem boi. That's a Svar pshuta. That once you already did the mitzvah with the dam, like once you made the shechit and the Kabbalah Saddam, and you put the dam on the Mizbeach, you made the Zerika, that's a Svar for Nasa Mitzvason, and once you did the mitzvah with the carbon, with the dam, then the Issa Kedusha goes off it, there's no Marissa Mila. So pshita, once you use the blood, there's no Marissa Mila on it. So now the Pasuk says who? That the blood always has the same halacha. So the Svar is just like later on, there's no Issa Mila, who had then before the Kapara also, there's no Issa Mila. The Rashi says, "Dechivon denasis mitzvosoi suloi karinim bei kotshi Hashem." It's not called kotshi Hashem. The side of Miller is this is something that's oimed. It's going to be used for Hashem. It's called kotshi Hashem. So any carbon you're still going to do the avoidance with it. It's called the carbon of kotshi Hashem. But once you already made this rikas adam, now the blood is not oimed to be used for Hashem anymore. So now it's not called kotshi Hashem. The kedusha goes off it. For the Gemara, is that true? V'arei trumas hadeshin. We know the lochur is trumas hadeshen. After you burnt the karbonus, the ashes that's on top of them is beach. It's already nasa mitzvosan, and still it has an issamilah on it. Zakrashiv read trumas hadeshen. The siv boy, the posik says, v'samoy eitzlam is beach. That after you take out the shovelful of the ashes every morning off the mizbeach, you know what you have to do with the shovelful? It's also banor. It still has an issa kedusha on it, and you have to bury it. V'toyin genizam, and you have to bury this shovel full of ashes. Alma, what do you see? Osa bano. Even after the ashes was already nasa mitzvason, still there's an isra bano to use these ashes. V'chivan the bano osam mishum kedushosoi milo nami yispe. It's a svara. Once you see it's osa bano, why? Because it has its kedushim. So the chur is milo there also. So you see, certain times, even after you did mitzvosoi, even after you burnt the carbon, the ashes, it was already done its mitzvah. Still, there's an Issa Mila on it. So what are you saying so for sure here by the blood, that even after you made this Rika, you tell me now for sure there can't be an Issa Mila? Maybe no, maybe blood is the same thing like the Trumas Hadeshen. Even after you did the mitzvah, maybe there's still an Issa Hanoah, there's still an Issa Kedusha. So Gemara says no. Mishum Dehevei Trumas Hadeshen Ulbigdei Kuna Shneik Suvim Aboyin Kiyechen. The Torah says it twice. It says two times this Chiddush in two places, that even after you did the mitzvah, still it's also b'hano. And the klal is, v'chol shnei k'suvim aboyin k'yechud. Anytime the Torah is said extra, two times, not two, says once. So once, it just should have said it once. It would say the chiddush in one place, I would learn out from here all over, that even though you did the mitzvah, still there's an issa mila. What did the Torah have to say the second time for? That's the klal. Since the Torah said it the second time, it means to tell us, ein melamdin. It means to say, only in these two cases you have this yisoid, that even after you did the mitzvah, still it has an issa mila. Mashenk, in all other places, we do not learn out from here. But all other places, the opposite. That all other places, like by our case of dam, after you did the mitzvah, there's no more mila. So Rashi says, a big day kuna, arba big day love in the Kohen Gadol Yom HaKippurim. The Pasuk says, after the Kohen Gadol gets finished using his begodim, the big day lovin, the set of four white begodim used on Yom Kippur, the Chsiv Bu, the Pasuk says, v'nichem shom, you have to leave it there, and we dashim that it's osa b'ano. So the question is, why is it osa b'ano? It was already nasa mitzvosam. So you see this Kiddush again, that even though you did the mitzvah, still it's osa b'ano. So this man Yom Hol, the Torah says it twice. It says this Kiddush by Trumas Adeshin and by Big Day Kuna. So the klal is ein melamdin. You don't learn out for any other place, but rather only these two places and no place else. So Gemara says, It's good according to the Rabbanan that they dash when the Pasuk says by the big day Kohen Gadol, this big day loving. What does he have to do with it? After Yom Kippur, the Pasuk says V'nichem Shom. You have to leave it there. What does leaving it there mean? The Rabbanan say Malama to teach us She'etun and Gniza. That it's taka also, you can't have any enjoyment from it at all. It still has Kedusha on it, and you have to bury it. So it's very good. The terrorist says it's Chiddush a second time, once by Truma Tadeshin, and secondly by Big Day Kuna, that even after you did the mitzvah, still is Toyin Geniza, it's also by Noah. Ela le Rabbi Doisa, but according to Rabbi Doisa we had before, the Yomah that he says, Big Day Kuna, Ruyin Hein le Kain Hedjit, no. Therefore, the God and this Big Day Love and the Kain God, the war on Yom Kippur, it's not also by Noah after Yom Kippur. A regular Kain Hedjit is allowed to use it throughout the whole year. That those four begodim are the same begodim that Kohen Hedjit uses. So, Ma'ikla Meimer, then what could you say? And he dashes the pshat of an apostolic, V'nichem Shom, just means that you can't use it again the next Yom Kippur. The Kohen Gadol can't use it again next year. That's what the apostolic means, V'nichem Shom. This Kohen Gadol can't use it next year. But it's not also Bano, it's no Mila, because a Kohen Hedjit is allowed to use it. So, Bezoi Ma'ikla Meimer, what can you say? So there's no second pasuk by Big Day Kuna. So according, there's only one pasuk by the Truma Tadeshin that even after you did the mitzvah with it, even after you have the yeshes are still also by no. So let's learn out from Truma Tadeshin all over that even though you did the mitzvah already, still the yeshes kedusha, the yeshes around no remains. It's still also by no. There's nesa milah. So Marin says no. The Gemara says mishum dehevei Truma Tadeshin. That's one case. Aba v'yegla rufa. The Torah says another place the same chiddush. That even if you did the mitzvah, still it's also by no. So this has a din of shnei k'suvim haboyin k'yechad. The Torah said this chiddush twice. Once by Trumas Hadeshin, and second by Egla Rufa. We'll soon see. V'chol shnei k'suvim haboyin k'yechad. The klal is, ein melamdin. You can't learn out. So Rashi says, Egla Rufa, that's the case, k'siv bo shom, shom tegen izosai. We dash an Egla Rufa is if you find a mace outside the city, and we don't know who killed the mace, so the city closest to the mace has to bring an egla rufa. That is Canaan, the bezdin has to take an egel, and the lochra, they have to chop off the head, and even if you not the mitzvot, even if you chopped off the head, still the pasuk says, v'nichem shom, you have to bury it there. The Amos says, shom taken is osay, that the egla rufa is osay bano, you can't have any enjoyment from it, you have to bury it there. So Bezoid is a second pasuk here, not only by Truma Tadeshin, Vuadin by Egla Rufa, after it's done the mitzvah, still you can't have a no. So the klal is, Ein Malamdin. You can't learn out to any other place. The Torah says there are two cases to teach us, only these two cases and no place else. So Mora says, no, that's Gufa's a machloikis. This Gufa's a machloikis. It's understandable according to Man Yom that holds this Svara, that whenever the Torah says the Chiddush two places, why did it say the second time for? To teach us only here, these two places, and no place else. But there is a Man Yom that says no. It's an Urcha de Milsa. Sometimes the Torah says the Chiddush twice. Even though it says it twice, still we can learn it out from all other places. Just like these two places. Even though it's Nasa Mitzvosai, and it's Asa Banor, maybe all over still it should be Asa Banor. So then, what can you say then? Maybe by Dam also, even after Kapori, even after you use the blood to make the Zerika with it, even after Nasa Mitzvosai, maybe still Asa Banor. Just like Truma Sedeshin, and Egna Rufa is Asa Banor, maybe Huadin Dam is also Asa Banor. So how do we know to make the Drosha who? That the blood always keeps the same din, you're telling me now for sure, just like after Kapara for sure, it's Mutter, who had din before it's Mutter? Maybe no, maybe even after Kapara also it's awesome. So Marin says, Trei Miyute Ksiva. The Torah says two Miyutim here, two extra times, like only here and no place else. The Pasuk says, V'Soma Huarufa. Says an extra time, V'Soma and Huarufa. So Rashi says, Ha'arufa, it's a drasha, zu v'loy acheris. This one and nothing else. So it says v'samay, it says trelemutay, it says v'samay by Truma Tadeshin, mashm only here and no place else. And then it says ha'arufa, mashm only here and no place else. So meila, it's only these two places that has the chiddush, that even though you did the mitzvah, still it's also bano. Mashenka, and all other places is not that way. All other places, like by Dam, once you already did the mitzvah, pshita it's mutter bano. Only these two cases of Chiddush say it's still also bano. So, Melo's good Rabbi Yechanan that says, who? That The pasuk says dam always has the same halacha. So that's just like a pshita after the zrika, for sure it's mutabano, who are then before the zrika also it's mutabano. Now the Gemara says, Vahani tlosi kroi bidam lomli. Like, what do we need all these three psukim we just dashen by dam for? Like, each one dashens, how do we know dam is, there's no issa mili on the dam. So true, but what do we need all three psukim for? Why is there one enough? What do we need three psukim for? So the Gemara says like this. Chad lemute minoiser. One comes to teach us that dam doesn't have an issa noiser on dam. Drashi Shemochel Dam Noisa B'Shoigeg Ein Echai V'Lachas. The person needs dam from a korban, and the dam was left over at night, was left over the next day, so even though there should have been an Issa Noiser also, that's the Chiddush dam doesn't have an Issa Noiser. If you eat the dam, you're only over the Issa of eating dam, and you're not over the Issa of Noiser. V'chad L'mutim Mila. One pasuk has come to teach us there's no Issa Mila by dam, like we just got from the saying. V'chad L'mutim Mituma. And once comes teachers, there's no din tumma. Dam is not mekabel tumma. You can't be metama dam. Dam does not receive tumma. Abu mi pigol letzaruch lemutikro. But to have a pasuk to say that let's say you mafagel the carbon, b'shas the shchit of the carbon you have in mind, keep the carbon the next day. So you say the lochri of the carbon becomes pigol. So what's going to be now if you eat the dam of this carbon? Are you over the years of pigol or not? So why do we need a pasuk to say there's no issa pigol by the dam? So Gemara says that's pshita. I don't need a pasuk for that. I know it without a pasuk that there's no issa pigol if he eats the blood of the korban. That's not. We learned like this: kol sheyesh loy matirin, something that has a heter that you're allowed to eat. Bein liyodim, whether it's for the purpose that has a heter for nodim to eat it. Bein lemezbeach chayov mal mishum pigol. V'damatz moy matiru, mashenka, the blood itself, that's only matir of the korban. But there's no heter for the blood. The blood itself doesn't have any heterim to it. So Rashi says, "Bein li odem, bein mizbeach, shacherim matir noisoi, oy lachilas odem." Something else is matter this thing. Either the odem could eat it, could go in bosa kodeshim, like a regular carbon, the meat of the carbon, the zrikir is matter the carbon teat hanechol shetluyah b'zrikas adam. Like the meat becomes huter, becomes mutatid after you make the zrikas adam. Shekol zman shle nizrak. Calls them on you to make the zrika of the carbon also bachila. You're not allowed to eat the meat of the carbon. Kedeshiva, the pasuk says, v'dam zochech yishofech. For hodav yabosa toichel. After you make the zrika zadam by a carbon chatis or a carbon shlomim, after the zrika zadam, that's when you're allowed to eat the meat. So the meat has an issa pigul to it if you made a pigul, because there's something that's matter the meat eat. Oy matirin l'mizbeach, or else something that gives a heter to you to put it on the mizbeach. Kegayne murim, like the murim, the fats of the mizbeach. Shezrika sadam achshrosim l'mizbeach. Kedeshid, the pasuk says, v'zorak akoyne sadam al mizbeach Hashem, for hoda v'hikter rachelev, l'reach nichoyech. And the locker is, after you make the shchita, you're not allowed to right away take the fats and put it on the mizbeach. No, first you have to have the matter of the zrika. First you have to make the zrika sadam, and the zrika sadam is matter, makes it huter, now we're allowed to put the chelev on top of the mizbeach. So therefore, the chaylev and the bosser of the animal have an issa pigul to it. Therefore, chayav malu mishum pigul im ochal mehen mikarbim afugul is chayet koras dechsev v'hanefesh racheles imenu avodat tisom avomater esacherim hagoyin hadam mashenkin, the blood itself. The blood itself, true. What does the blood do? The blood makes that the other things become mutter. The blood makes it that you're allowed to eat the meat. The blood makes it that you're allowed to bring the imurim. The hakoy mitzvah doing to make a kmitza by a mincha. The kmitza of the mincha makes it that now you're allowed to eat the shrayim. But it itself is not matter anything. It itself doesn't become huter. Is in chayov malum mishum pigul. The gamrinu mishlamim learning out from the korban shlamim. The pigul mishlamim siv ushlamim yesh la matirul mizbeach or matirul yodim shadam matires hemurul mizbeach or b'sarum lachila. So the issa pigul is only chal upon the meat that has something that in itself becomes huter. It itself becomes mutter. Mashenkin, the dam itself, the dam is only matter, something else. But nothing is matter, the blood itself. So since nothing is matter, the blood itself, pshita, there's no issa pigul on the dam. Therefore, I don't need a special pasuk to tell me if you eat the blood of a carbon that has an issa pigul on it, there's no issa pigul on the blood. The issa pigul only applies to parts of the carbon that you did something to be matter that thing to be done. So the buster of the animal, the buster of the carbon, you're only allowed to eat the buster after you made the zrika.
So the Zrikir is the matir, and it's matir the meat, therefore the meat has nisapigul. Who was in the Emurim? The Zrikir is matiros, after you make the Zrikir Zadam, now you're allowed to take the fats and put on top of the Mizbeach. So the fats and the basar have a nisapigul. Mashenki is the blood itself, that nothing is matir, the blood itself, the blood is only matir other things, but it itself, it doesn't pass the heter, doesn't have a nisapigul. So therefore we don't need a special posse to teach us, there's no nisapigul by the blood itself. Alright, we'll stop here.